Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hoy.
Hoy. Gonna be a great All right, hold on. I need to put thescore.com. Why do I feel like you're going to get me in trouble with this one?
No, go ahead. It's not like thepounder.com
me at spin.com. Anyway, I'm looking this up. We got to get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products. So when you're on the beach getting yourself all silky and tan, you're not Thursday. Anyway, what do you got for sports with us?
Let's kick it off with some scores here, man. Major League Baseball last night, the Indians beat the Tigers 6-5. White Sox beating the Cardinals 5-1, and the Cubs were off. There are some games tonight. Cubs going to be in Pittsburgh playing the Pirates 6:35. Indians going to be in Detroit playing the Tigers at 7:10, and the Cardinals over in Chicago playing the White Sox 8 o'clock. Moving over to NBA last night. Bucks beating the Heat 132-98. Kind of a beating there, man. The Nugs beating the Trail Blazers, man, 128-109. That series is tied 1-1. The Bucks and the Heat. Miami leads that 2-0. Miami looking good there, man. There are some games tonight. Celtics going to be in Brooklyn playing the Nets 7:30. This is important. It's playoff time, baby.
Yeah.
Lakers going to be in Phoenix playing the Suns at 10 o'clock. Mavericks over in Los Angeles playing the Clippers at 10:30. Talk about some pro football news here, because football's coming up.
Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
No, this has nothing to do with
Monday. This has Ryan Fitzpatrick.
The quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick playing for the Washington football team this season. Yep. Could make history by beating or being the first starting quarterback to lose to 31 different teams in his career. He's lost to 28 different teams so far. If he loses to the Packers, Saints, and Bucks this year, he'll bump that number up to an all-time record of 31. Well, why does everybody like to bust on this guy so hard?
I don't know.
I respect Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Like, he has been in the league now for how many years? And he's just, he's never been a winner. Like, I feel for the guy. And it's, dude, and for anyone to sit there and say, oh, he's garbage. No, he's not. He made it to the NFL. Okay.
Even, he's not garbage.
Even the worst player in the NFL is still in the NFL. What are the chances of making it to the NFL?
Oh, dude, it's like that. You're like a 0.01%. Dude, it's ridiculous.
Chances of making it to the
armchair
NFL.
Armchair quarterbacks over there.
It is 0.2% for any player to make it to the NFL. 0.2%.
Okay.
And that's just to make it to it. Not even to be a starter.
Right.
Okay. So for all you armchair quarterbacks, like, yeah, Fitzpatrick sucks, man. No, he doesn't. All right. Unfortunately, he's been on some not so great teams. You know, maybe he's not the best out there. He's not Brady or Rodgers or Manning, but he's still an NFL quarterback. But this poor guy has just been taking it on the chin for, you know, like 15 seasons, man.
That big puffy bearded chin, just taking it.
That's why he grew. That's why he grew the beard. He was tired of getting punched in the chin constantly.
He softened that blow up a little bit. God. Yeah, quit ripping on Ryan Fitzpatrick, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? Respect the guy.
But
he's been around. You know, he's like the neighborhood bike.
Unfortunately, what teams does he if he loses to? You said the Packers, the Bucks, and the Saints.
Saints. Yeah.
So the chances of him breaking this record, this horrible record of losing to every NFL team, is probably going to happen. Okay,
probably going to happen. Just saying. You know, he might just lean into it. So
I can see him after the game when he lost to his third team. Let's say it's the Bucks, whatever it is, and he's just sitting there like his chin in his hands, and he's just looking out, and he's got that 1,000-yard stare, and he's just like, oh,
just
man.
Doesn't care. I don't think he really even cares anymore, dude. Yeah. He's just out there whipping the ball, man. You know, having a good old time. Ryan Fitzpatrick, I love that guy. Love the way he looks. Sometimes the way he dresses cracks me up.
You got nothing left to lose when you've lost them all already. So
all right, moving on. More NFL news. Let's talk about a quarterback that really is trash. Aaron Rodgers.
You know what? I swear to God, I will fight you in a parking lot.
You got that clip ready. He says issues with the green. He was on ESPN the other day.
So he's
been radio silent for quite some time, and everybody's kind of speaking for Aaron. Is he going to stay with the Packers? Is he – what's on his mind? What's going on? So I'm just going to read this headline here, and I think you have a little clip you can play. I'm just going to let him say it. It says issues with Green Bay Packers are a matter of philosophy other than the result of one decision by the franchise, talking about Jordan Love. They're talking. So just play the clip. He'll explain it.
With my situation, look, it's never been about, never been about the draft pick, picking Jordan. I love Jordan. He's a great kid. A lot of fun to work together. I love coaching staff, love my teammates, love the fan base in Green Bay. It's incredible 16 years. It's just kind of about a philosophy, and maybe forgetting that it is about the people that make the thing go. It's about character. It's about culture. It's about doing things the right way.
Ooh, that means that. I like that. So, and again, what this boils down to is I think it's the higher ups. It's Gutenkirst or whatever the hell his name is. It's these people that have been on top that have just made horrible choices. And instead of building around the greatness that is Aaron Rodgers, the three-time MVP, who in the last decade has gotten there's been 10 league MVPs, season MVPs. Rodgers has been three of those of the 10. He's the only quarterback in the last decade to do it three times in the decade. Otherwise, it's been different quarterbacks each time.
Here's my question. How long does he have to make a decision?
I think June. I think June or end of June or something like that.
And so what? I just don't understand. So he could just one day be like, "Yeah, I'm packing up, just going to Denver." He can pretty much just go anywhere he wants. Is that how that works? Or it's a weird thing to me. You would think there would be some things in store and plan, some things he at least talked about. There's no way he's leaving Green Bay at this point, right?
I don't know. He went on to say some other things. So he did confirm that he's not attending the Packers OTAs. I don't know if that means anything. He also went on to say a lot of this was put into motion last year, and the wrench was just kind of thrown into it when I won MVP and played the way I played last year. So this is just kind of, I think, a spillout of all of that. I honestly don't know. He has every right to be upset. He has every right to leave and go to some place. I mean, again, I keep going back to this. Look at what happened with Brady, okay? When you take time to build around your talent, for God's sakes, they have Love. They just they just got Bortles in there, and then I think they got another quarterback. They're four deep on quarterbacks right now.
But yeah, you got enough QBs there,
Instead
Come on,
of
spread
picking
it out
up,
a little bit.
Yeah, a couple receivers, maybe another a decent back, a tight end. No. Let's get four QBs on the roster. I honestly don't know. As a Packer fan right now, Hunter, I don't know. I really could not tell you if he's going to be back or not.
It's kind of got to be a little frustrating for Packers fans.
He's the best thrower of the football of all time, the highest QBR.
He let him slip in your fingers. Come on, through our fingers, man.
And we're like, nah, he should have. And I think you can. I know you and I go back and forth, but I think realistically, Rodgers at this point should have at least two rings, if not three, with the way he plays football.
Absolutely. And, if you build a team around him, just like other people have, with other players.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look what he's done with. I don't want to say he's never had anything, but nobody has really built a team around this guy.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Because he's taken care of so much. They're like, Rodgers will take care of it. It'll be fine. No, that's not how it works. That's not how football works.
Especially today in the NFL. Every position. You have to fill every position.
Yeah.
Somebody is phenomenal.
What was I reading somewhere? This was a fact, of course, with the Brady Rodgers, and we'll have to wrap this up here because we're going a little long. Brady and Rodgers, they broke it down, and they showed the average points allowed by the Packers defense and the Patriots defense in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. And the average points allowed in playoffs, the Packers defense allowed 38 points. The Patriots, it was like 11. And it's like, okay, it's kind of hard to win when you have to outscore the other team that much. You know what I mean? Right. So things are going to fall apart. Like
Aaron's getting a little tired, yeah. man, of that. Yeah. So
anyway. All right. You got anything else?
That's it. I knew we were going to go a little long with the O'Rogers story, but that just kind of broke. So
maybe the Packers will pick up Fitzmagic, and it'll be great. It'll be
yeah,
an
I like
epic
that.
Trade for Rogers and Fitzpatrick. I'd lose my mind. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. Hey, real quick, before we get into sports, I got to say this real quick. Okay. This is ridiculous, dude. This blew my mind. This is a fact, all right? This is a fact. I looked it up. Oklahoma's official state vegetable is the watermelon. Watermelons are fruits. It's like saying the Michigan state bird is a chimpanzee. Dude, this is real. This is a real thing.
See, well, technically, tomatoes are a fruit, but that's listed as a vegetable.
No, don't try to cross and get this confused. Oklahoma's official state, like everybody in the state got together. Their state vegetable is the watermelon, and it still is. Come on.
You're angry at
that
it.
That's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Really? Have you never listened to the show, Hunter? I mean, come on.
I mean, we'd say some stupid things, but come on.
It's true. We do know the difference between a vegetable and a fruit. I will give us that. All right.
Have you ever heard anybody confuse a watermelon being a vegetable? No.
Yeah. Toddlers, you know, because they're stupid, but, you know, it just happens.
Oh, I thought I'd share that. I'm sorry. Maybe it's not. Are you that dumb? Come on. That doesn't make you a little angry?
Again, WTF of the day. I mean, there's people out there, Hunter. There's that same lady that was in the monkey enclosure earlier probably thinks that watermelon is a vegetable. All right? That's where we're at. Well, it's green. That means it's a vegetable.
Yeah. I mean, how does the state thing become a thing? I mean, somebody just doesn't stay. Like, somebody just walked up. Oh, the Michigan state bird is the robin. All right, thanks, John. It's the robin now. No, you got to, like, talk about and vote that in, right?
I guess.
Like a bunch of officials have to get together. And
what would we have to do to make us the official morning show of Michigan?
The state.
The state. The,
be good.
The state morning show. It's never going to happen, is it? No, that's not going to happen.
Have a good morning show.
That's the ticket right there. Anyway,
that'll get you there.
We'll work on that. I'll file the paperwork. Right now, though, we got to get to sports. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products. So guess what? You're never, ever, 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 ever thirsty. Ever. Because they got you covered.
Ever thirsty.
Yeah.
All right, let's go through some kick-ass scores here. All right, Major League Baseball last night. Indians beat the Tigers 6-5. White Sox beat the Cardinals 5-1. Cubs were off. There are some games today. Cubs going to be in Pittsburgh, play the Pirates at 6:35. Indians going to be in Detroit, play the Tigers 7:10. And Cardinals over in Chicago playing the White Sox at 8 o'clock. NBA, it is playoff time. They're playing defense, or some of them are, at least. Bucks beating the Heat, 132-98. Wow, that was a massacre. Milwaukee leads that series 2-0. The Denver Nuggets, man, beating the Trail Blazers, 128-109.
God, you're
dumb. Kind of a beating there, too. That series is tied 1-1. Isn't that funny how the Nuggets are playing the Blazers?
Yeah, blaze them Nuggets, man. Playing them Nuggets.
I forgot about that game, man.
Yeah. Basketball.
Tonight, Celtics going to be in Brooklyn playing the Nets 7:30. Lakers over in Phoenix playing the Suns at 10 o'clock. Everybody's kind of watching that game. Phoenix leads that one 1-0. Everybody kind of anticipating the Lakers winning it all. But looks like you're down one. Mavericks going to be in Los Angeles playing the Clippers 10:30. Dallas leads that series 1-0. Oh, man. Should we talk about NHL scores? There's a lot of scores. You guys can look up your NHL scores. I'm going to talk about something else here. College baseball. Fans of the University of Arkansas baseball team created an awesome tradition. Involves beer hats. It's kind of cool. You got a beer hat, Brock?
No, that's one thing I've never added to my collection. I wish I had one, though.
Yeah, so when the Arkansas Razorbacks, that's what they call the Razorbacks.
Razorbacks.
Razorbacks. When they load the base, when they load the bases. Fans put on hats that look like beer mugs. The tradition took years to grow, but the team now sells the hats at the stadium so all the fans can get involved in the magic. No idea why this is part of the sports report, but
sure.
Here you go. Okay. Arkansas Razorbacks.
Razorbacks. Oh, it's a big one, Razorback.
Yeah, to make a long story short, Aaron Rodgers still on the fence whether he's going to play at Green Bay. He was on ESPN, talked about it a little bit. And
let's do this.
Still leaving a carrot dangling.
Let's do this. Let's make a pact right now that we will not talk about Aaron Rodgers again until we know. Until we know for sure what is going to happen. So the next headline will either be Rodgers is staying with the Packers or Rodgers got traded. Fair?
That's fair.
Because as a Packers fan, anyway. I'm kind of at my, like, I just physically can't do it anymore. The speculation. And why? This all started.
Why? Because if he leaves, you guys are going to be so bad for
God,
so long.
Dude, we are. We are. I mean, Bortles, is he going to come in and save the day? Cripes. It's just physically, emotionally, the toll this has taken on me. I can't do it anymore. And
you're having a child too this year. Imagine the first year having a child. Your Green Bay Packers. Well, she's gonna grow up knowing the Green Bay Packers are just a terrible team.
That's what sucks, you know. Because now,
why would I be a fan of this team, Dan?
My kid's probably gonna be a Kansas City Chiefs fan because that the wife, Kiki's a Kansas City Chiefs fan, and they're gonna be great for the next 16 years. You know?
No, she's gonna be a Brady fan because he's gonna be still playing. When she's
probably
old enough,
probably Brady's still she'll be I old like enough to remember Brady playing. It's ridiculous. Yeah,
damn you!
I remember when Brady retired at 65 years old. It was
Sorry, I'm not trying to get you in a bad mood.
No, too late. Thanks a lot, you jerk.
You jerk. That's your sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.